Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good afternoon, everybody. Marks and Reese on a Monday. As Ike said, we're sitting back there in the office. Happy Jeff Fisher Day. And I had to kind of like look like, did Jeff Fisher get hired? What's it? Oh, it's July 9th, 7-9. That's right. It's a Monday. Phil's 2-3, 76ers, Summer League, free agency, possible trades, Carmelo, Mr. Reese. What is up, man?
Well, what up there, Johnny Markey?
We got a rapid fire today, man. We got Phillies baseball coming up at 3:30, so we'll lead into that with the official leading off with John Marks and Ike Reese.
Well, we're still star hunting, brother.
Yep.
I mean, that's the way I look at it, and I look at it like the city is star hunting, right?
Yeah.
The Phillies and the Sixers.
Yeah.
Still watching the paint dry with the Sixers.
Yeah, so listen, we're going to give us your thoughts on a couple different subjects, and then we'll just, it'll be a quick, you know, quick bang, bang, bang. I mean, it's a phone call going on. It's a Monday, beautiful day out here in Philadelphia, 888-729-9494. Drew Hanlon, who is the shooting guru of many NBA stars or wannabe stars or players, what have you. So he does, who was he working with before? Was it Markell that he was working with before? He was working with somebody, and I remember being like, oh, cool, whatever.
Sure. Wasn't Evan Turner.
Oh, that didn't work out well. So he puts out on Twitter, Sixers fans, ... get excited with an exclamation point. Bam. And it's obvious that he's talking about Markelle Fultz.
Right.
But
is he working out with Ben?
Yeah, but it's maybe. Well, yeah, maybe.
No, we haven't heard that, right?
But what happened that we're getting excited about? It's not like there was a summer league game.
He made three free throws in a row.
Oh, he did. Great. He dribbled. He took a three-pointer. No, and I hate to come on here kind of I'm not even say it's negativity. I'm just giving you my honest reaction. Mm-hmm. Like, my buddy texted me last night, and then I got back to him. He texted me the Sixers fans get excited. And he said, any shot Drew Hanlon would come on your show. I'm like, I don't know, maybe. And then he sent me another text, and I just didn't reply back to that. He followed up today at 1:45 and said, yo, man, what about Hanlon? And it's like, are you really excited? Are you excited about Markelle Fultz? Like, when you saw that tweet, what was your reaction? Sixers fans get excited.
Why did he tweet this?
Like, what exactly am I getting excited about?
You know, and then I thought it was a video to follow, right? I thought it was going to be Markelle making 10 three-pointers in a row
or something.
Well,
the last video we saw against nobody guarding him, he dunked it.
Oh, yeah.
And Andrew Porter was all excited about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when guys aren't guarding him, maybe he's good.
Yeah, I listen. We all have our fingers crossed with Markelle Fultz.
I want the kid to do well.
Of course we do. Especially if he's going to be here. I mean, if he's going to be here, you know, we certainly need him to fulfill that number one overall pick potential. And with the way things are sort of slowly moving along in the Kawhi sweepstakes with the Spurs, you know, it puts a little bit more pressure on Markelle Fultz to be that other guy, because the moves the Sixers have made so far, right? Because, see, part of this came to me watching those games Friday and Saturday.
Right.
And, you know, Friday looked good. 40 Furkan, you know?
What the Furkan is going on around here?
He dropped 40. He dropped 40 Friday night.
He had it going on.
Oh, man, listen, he sent Sixer Twitter into a blaze Friday night.
Furkan Cormier, yes!
You know, I know where you grew up at. You know, when the kids used to be out playing, the girls, right? They double dutching. So it's jump roping. Well, you know, so you got to try to jump in. Well, that's how I was Friday night with the way Sixers Twitter was on fire, right? I didn't even know where the hell to jump
double
in.
Double dutching.
Man, I didn't know if Dirk Nowitzki was on the team. I didn't know who was on the team, man.
It was fun to watch.
It was fun to watch.
So I go, like, we talked about this.
It was fun. He's a good athlete, too. He's a good player. But it is summer league.
We talked about this Friday.
Yeah.
When we come in the office, when you go to Wawa to get the coffee in the morning, where at Dunkin' Donuts, wherever, like, the people at the coffee area, Eagle season. Oh, you see that yesterday? You hear people talking. 76ers. You hear people talking. I go to the grocery store on Saturday afternoon, and my guy at the grocery store in the meat department, Lee, goes, how about Furkan last night?
Yeah.
So even I'm still hearing about 76ers stuff, but yet the Phillies won two or three again this weekend. No one's coming up to me talking Phillies.
But they beat the Pirates.
Yeah, but they still beat them. They waved the flag yesterday early.
They did.
So here's my question with Markelle Fultz. Let's stay focused here, all right?
Mm-hmm.
With Markelle Fultz and 76ers fans, are you really excited for Markelle Fultz? I understand what Drew Hanlon's doing. Drew Hanlon's trying to build the kid up. He's coming in. He's helping with the shots just as much as he's helping with trying to build him up on social media, believe he's the star that he was drafted to be or whatever else.
Yeah.
But I can't tell you many 76ers fans that I talk to and know that are excited about Markelle Fultz 2009. Like, let me give you an example. When Ben Simmons missed that first year, his second year, I was excited to see him his second year.
Right.
Sucked that he missed his first year, but we got to see him the second year. Mm-hmm. You feel the same with Markelle Fultz? I'm excited to see what he is,
right,
but I'm not excited because I think he's going to be a great player.
Yeah, I'm not even excited that he's going to be a good player. I don't know what he's going to be. I really don't. I'm hopeful, and like I said, we got our fingers crossed. You know, quite frankly, I'm ready to put him in the trade package for Kawhi Leonard.
That's me too.
That's me. You know, I wouldn't allow that to keep me from trading for Kawhi Leonard. So that's really where I'm at. You know, Markelle, this situation has been, it's been mind-boggling, man. It's been confusing. There's not a real explanation that's been given about what happened with Markelle Fultz.
Yeah, we know as much as we did
right
whenever he started playing again.
And I'm not
3 months
talking about
that.
The diagnosis they gave us afterwards. I'm talking about how it got to this point. How did he injure himself? I had people trying to convince me.
And what's the injury?
I had people trying to convince me, John, that he woke up and it was like this. It just happened. It just happened.
He slept wrong.
Yeah, he slept wrong. I had people trying to convince me. I had trainers calling up telling me that, oh, yeah, this isn't uncommon. Like
that he changed his shot on top of it.
Yeah.
A first overall pick.
The way you sleep, you can just roll, okay, yeah, 8 months later, we're still trying to fix a jump shot that led to this guy being the number one overall pick in the draft.
Well, noted shot guru, his coach, Drew Hanlon, says Sixers fans get excited. Are you excited for 2000, it's exciting because you get to hopefully see what he is and see more of him on the court. Like, that's exciting to me as a 76er fan. But am I excited, and do I think that Markelle Fultz is going to come out and you're going to be like, yeah, that's why he's the number one pick?
Right.
No, I don't feel like that.
I hope so, but I don't see it. You know, I'm kind of, I don't even know if he's coming back from this, man. I mean, like I said, you hope he does. He's young. You know, I don't know how it got to this point, but he certainly looked like he had a promising future. And so you want to see him at least get back to being a basketball player and playing, even if he doesn't turn out to be a perennial all-star player, right? You want him on the court playing.
Good starter.
Yeah, hate to see him fizzle out because that's just another black eye on the Sixers. Like, right, with the whole Boston, Danny Ainge, Jason Tatum, look what we got, you know. It's just another one of those. So you want to see him on the court now. We can turn around and put him in a package and flip him for Kawhi Leonard.
Oh, no. By the way, I'm with you officially on the record. So our official position of the show is you can include Markelle in a Kawhi trade.
Yes.
That's the official position. I agree. Mm-hmm. Because here's the way I look at Kawhi, too, over the weekend. Right?
Not him and Dario, though.
No, I'm willing. No, I agree. I'm willing to put Markelle in lieu
Dario here.
Of Dario.
Yes.
And then you still give him Rocco.
Oh, well, you know that's. Are y'all taking Robert Covington too? Yes.
Oh, we don't
too.
Need to be like that about it.
I do.
I was thinking about this weekend, right?
Yeah.
That the fact that a Kawhi trade hasn't been made yet, it tells me that A, yeah, he's still very much available, and B, no one's everybody instead of giving in and being like, here's the offer you can't refuse.
Yeah.
The Lakers aren't doing that because they have leverage, they can wait.
Yep.
The Sixers aren't doing that yet, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also a risk, so it's like, well, he'd leave after a year. And there's really, the Celtics are maybe involved and some other teams are involved. I actually feel pretty good about a possibility of Kawhi coming here, Ike. Do you agree?
Oh, yeah.
You do?
Oh, yeah. I told you I believe he's coming. Where else are they going to send him? Nobody, Boston's not going to step up and put one of those
Jaylen
players
Brown's
in there.
Doesn't seem like Jaylen Brown's
exactly.
going in.
Well, and see, Boston doesn't have to, right? Because Boston is at least on paper, probably the number one seed in the East.
They're the best team in the East
yeah,
right now.
At least right now. Unless,
right now.
Unless Joe...
Without playing a game.
Yeah, unless Joe and Ben come
right.
back looking like an MVP and an all-star point guard, you know, I'm going to give it to Boston as of right now. But the Sixers aren't far behind there.
Yeah.
The Sixers just don't have a prayer in beating Golden State
no.
without Kawhi Leonard.
No.
You know what I mean? So...
But you know what, though? I don't think the Celtics – if I'm the Celtics,
yeah.
even if you're giving up something, you could you beat Golden State with Kawhi on that team with those players?
You got a better chance.
Yeah, that's not a yes.
Kawhi, Kyrie,
Gordon Hayward,
Jason Tatum. I mean, it's going to be hard to take Golden State down.
Average Al?
It's going to be hard to take Golden
State
down.
Yeah, I'd still go with Golden State.
Which is probably why Boston won't give up more than – probably some players that they don't necessarily need.
Yeah, you're right. GMs have gotten smart with salaries in sports, and they've also gotten smart with trades, right? You look what's going on right now. A couple teams want Kawhi, but they also don't want to bid against themselves.
It's another three-man out there, or could be out there.
I was going to ask you. How about a little mellow for your three-point pleasure, Ike Reese?
Yeah, buddy.
So the story that's out there.
I'm all about mellow.
Listen, man.
On a veteran minimum.
I don't know. Yeah,
and playing 25 minutes a night.
Sometimes info's out there just to put info out there so it looks like that there's a – I think he goes to the Lakers or right. to one of the other good teams. I do not want him in Philadelphia
no.
at all. No.
Oh, I'd take him.
Nope. I don't want a lazy non-defense guy coming in here. I think they could use his three-point shooting. I'm not anti-Melo, but – right now in this team, he's the last guy I want.
Don't we have enough defense on this team? Like, what are we trying to do? Be the bad boy Pistons or something?
Yeah,
man?
But it's the overall lazy mentality of Carmelo.
Yeah,
listen,
I've never been a big Melo guy. You know what I mean? But I know what the Sixers are lacking, right? And they still don't have an ISO player. They don't have guys – with the exception of Joel Embiid.
Yeah, I don't want him to be the ISO player.
That can get their own shot. I mean, if he's playing 25 minutes a night, I don't see how that hurts you.
Well, it doesn't. That's what I'm saying. It's the overall mentality.
Yeah.
Listen, watch the people. 888-729-9494.
Well, ask the people. They're going to all say no, man.
I don't know.
I'll take it for the vet minimum.
What are they going to say about Markelle Fultz, though? Are they going to say are 76ers fans excited about Markelle Fultz? As my friend Ryan texted me, it said that the tweet that he saw from Hanlon excited him. I'll paraphrase what he said in the tweet.
Yeah.
Excited him, and I'm like, why? Like what? All of a sudden, so because of what he's tweeting out, all of a sudden Markelle Fultz is doing backflips and then hitting three pointers, and yep. he's all of a sudden again this unbelievable player. Like, I don't know what he was in college. I didn't see him play. The team didn't win a lot of games.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's actually a player.
He wasn't this. I know
no,
that.
He wasn't this.
You know
but,
what I'm saying?
But how many people were paying attention to him in Washington, what he was doing? Other than scouts that are...
Nobody.
Nobody.
You go to YouTube.
No, yeah, YouTube. A lot of YouTube fans out there.
You catch a Washington game on tape. I mean, on national TV anywhere.
Fox Sports
yeah,
Southwest or
I
Northwest.
I don't get the Pac-12 channel.
No?
No.
888-720, your Big Ten Network
I am
guy.
A Big Ten Network.
Who are those guys on that show?
Which, on basketball?
The football show.
You got Jerry DiNardo, former coach.
So he's the coach on the crew?
Mm-hmm. You got Howard Griffin.
Maybe.
Former running back.
Yeah,
the, Broncos, yeah. Fullback Broncos. Who's the league guy?
I could see you being on the Big Ten Network.
Oh, had a shot.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah, had a shot years ago when they first got started.
888-729-9494.
They wanted me to keep flying back and forth. It was a weekend gig, and they wanted me to fly back and forth to Chicago.
On top of doing this?
Yeah.
Never see your family.
The Eagles have the weekend.
The Eagles.
What me do?
All right, we'll come back with your phone calls. 76ers fans, legit. You're excited for Markelle Fultz, and the tweet that went out there, you're like, oh, wow, yay, Markelle Fultz is going to be great. Or, you know, you're kind of like, oh, man, I just hope he's not cooked. Forget about being a great player. Let's just hope he's not cooked. Marks and Reese, we're back right after this. Don't go anywhere.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.